Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High in studio with you this morning. Hope everybody's having a good morning, up to 40 degrees out there. And we do have a guest in studio from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. We have Candy Westbrook in studio. Candy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hello. Good morning. Doing good.
Well, Candy, we were talking off air, you know, the businesses around town, you know, are kind of adjusting to what's, you know, the potential of COVID. There's no COVID in Coffeyville right now, but you know, they've been adjusting with like curbside services and hours. And before we get any further with some other things, can you just tell us how that's been going so far?
I love it right now. When a tragedy happens, sometimes you have to get creative, and I love seeing some creativity going. Yeah, there are some great businesses that are trying to be creative, doing some things outside the box so that we're following our social distancing protocols. So yes, we have all the restaurants doing curbside or delivery or whatever. Now we're seeing stores do that. Call them up and say, I need this part for my house. They'll get it, you know, pay by credit card on the phone, whatever, and then come right in and pick it up. So I would say 75% of our businesses are doing that now. We also have a lot of them that their lobbies are closed, but they're still, all you have to do is call and they'll say, come on in, we'll make an appointment. I saw your note on the door when I came in today. Mm-hmm. So, same with the chamber. You know, we've got it closed to general public, but all you have to do is call and say, hey, I need this. We'll meet you at the door. We'll help you out. So I love that we are getting very creative on that. And in fact, I have some good news stories that I'll share at the end about some businesses and what they're doing. So I love that. But I will say some happy news right now. Normally I'm here for CNN, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had to cancel that for our group gathering protocols. However, starting next week, we're going to do virtual CNN. All of the businesses are going to call in to the chamber, email us, whatever, their news, their updates, announcements. And then I'm still going to come out here next Wednesday and announce all those things. It's still going to go out on our Facebook, eBlast, you know, in the paper, everything. So we're kind of still do our CNN, but we're just going to kind of do it virtually. We might even do a little Facebook Live, you know, out of business here and there. So that's the good news. You'll still be seeing me every week. Well, I've been coming in anyway this week, but
still been helping us out. So.
Yeah, so absolutely. I'm happy to come in and help out. I'm a chatty Cathy, but for sure CNN, we're finding ways to be creative on that. And we are considering, we haven't decided yet if we're going to do it, but we were doing chamber after hours each month. And so we go to a different business, have some drinks, socialize, networking. We're thinking about doing a virtual after hours. Everybody get your favorite drink, favorite cocktail, and your snack, and we'll get on Zoom, and we'll network via Zoom. We'll have a little drink. We'll share some news, and everybody talk about what's going on. And just kind of have some fun that way. So we're thinking about that.
Hey, that sounds like a lot of fun to me. I mean, just get your drink, be like, yep, here we go.
Well, we need to stay connected. You know, it's like you're stuck in your house and you kind of go stir crazy. And so this gives us a chance to get out and see what everybody else is doing without actually getting out.
Absolutely. So of course, we're talking to Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. And we'll get to the good stories here in just a second, but do you have any new information from, I mean, I know we interviewed you last week, but some new information maybe has come forward.
Yes. I wouldn't say any earth-shattering news. There have been lots of new executive orders coming out from the governor's office, so I'm sure you guys have already been talking about those, but of course one of them being it's now down to 10 is the number of people to gather. So I'm trying to make sure to encourage the public, you know, don't have the kids' birthday party. Don't have, you know, your family reunions, whatever. All those big gatherings, finding ways to get creative and not doing a big gathering. So that's the big thing. And then, of course, all the orders coming out on making sure that we are supporting, not we, the state is supporting, making sure that trash services is going to go no matter what. Utilities are going to be fine. You know, your landlord is not going to kick you out. I mean, they're putting all those things in place. So if you are impacted, you're going to be protected, at least while we get through this rough time. So
right.
So that's some good stuff.
That way you can't get evicted. They're not going to shut off your power. It's just kind of protected because some people, as of right now, I mean, some people may have lost their job or they're, you know, kind of being, you know, not being able to work.
Yes.
And that's not a good thing when you can't be able to pay your rent and stuff like that. So it's definitely a good thing to protect everybody out there.
Right, right. I mean, it's just, and the other good thing is that there's a lot of people in town that are trying to make sure that they support certain entities and certain groups of people and individuals. So we're helping out our neighbors. We're helping out our senior citizens. And there's a lot of good just kind of let's help each other and get through this vibe going on. So I love that. No confirmed cases. I get that call 20 times a day, as you, I'm sure you do too. So no confirmed cases right now in our county. However, I'm going to tell everybody this because I can, because I'm not the health, you know, the county or the hospital. So I can kind of give my opinion, but more than likely it is in our area. It's just that number one, as we just talked about before on the radio, not everybody goes to the hospital right away. Because we can't inundate the hospital with every random cough going on. Then we wouldn't be able to get in there for the things we need. So there potentially have some people that have it. It's just not in a severe enough case to even go to the hospital for. And also, if somebody possibly does have it, the test usually takes a few days. I mean, it may take you a few days to even go to the hospital and get in, and it may take a few days for the test to even get back. So we don't have a confirmed case here, but I do know several counties around us. So just down in Dewey, we just had another Cherokee.
One popped up in Neosho yesterday.
That was the other one. I was like, I knew it was right around us. So,
Urban County as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So all around us, it is there. So I just tell people, I would say pretend it's here. What would you do if it was here? What are you going to do for social distancing and in your business and with your family just to protect everybody? If we all just kind of had that mindset that it's here, we would probably be able to narrow that curve a little bit by being proactive. So that's kind of what I'm encouraging everybody. As soon as we do have a case, it'll be out there. Trust us. It's not like there's a government conspiracy and we're all hiding that information. So you'll get it, I'll get it, we'll have it out as soon as we can. So
well, yeah, and we get calls all the time, people saying they hear someone somewhere, I heard that someone that works here tested positive for the coronavirus. I'm like, well, if we did have a positive test in this area, we would know.
Right.
That's not that it just wouldn't slide under the radar.
No, they're gonna release an official statement, and they are required by law to report it. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have to report it. It's going to go on our handy dandy Kansas map that we get every day. So we'll have it. It's just that they can't report it till they're absolutely 100% sure and that everything is in place. So it'll happen. Some places to get news, though, that I've been kind of sharing with everybody. There's a few different avenues. Of course, check in the radio every day. You guys are doing an awesome job of getting the information out to the public, and I don't think people understand that not all news stations are like you guys. You guys are wonderful, very connected to your local community. So that's first one. We have a new Facebook page in Coffeyville called Coffeyville Responds. And that is everything coronavirus related. So announcements from the KDHE, the governor's office, some business closures, you know, you name it. But that page was created just to have the local entities on it. The hospital has access to it, the chamber, the city, you know, all the different entities in the town have access to it to post current information. So that's the first one. The second one is the chamber website. If you're not one that wants to scroll through 50 pages of Facebook, you know, you're like, I just need to get to one place. We have a community page on our website that's just for the coronavirus. It has different sections. So there's one that's just business closures. So I've got all the latest closures, or if it's not a closure, just, hey, it's a lobby appointment only, whatever. We've got one just on restaurants. We've got a section just on what to do if you're sick, what are the signs, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Trying to think what else we have a list on. Of course, all the major news announcements from the governor's office. So if you want to go to one place and go, I heard this rumor about, here's the new executive order, go to that page. It'll give you the link and have all the information right there. So that's a great one to go to. The last area that I am kind of letting everybody know is a Facebook page called Coffeyville Now. And it was actually created about a year ago, I think. And it's kind of ebbed and flow, but really kind of exploded recently again. It's more for wanting to know about retail. So, hey, where are the eggs in town? I can't find them at this place. Oh, I just found out this store has them. you know, this store has got toilet paper, this store's got bread, whatever. This one has a special going on. This restaurant has this. So it's kind of everything related to restaurants and retail. So if you're just wanting to know where to go to shop or what the latest deals are, you go to that page and it's got everything listed on it. So it's kind of handy too, because you forget about certain places. Just down the street, the Natural Health Store, they've got homegrown beef and eggs. So it's like, oh, wait a minute. I like farm eggs, so I'm going to go there. So.
And you're shopping locally as well.
Exactly.
So helping out the local economy. And you were talking about practicing social distancing, because I had to go to the store yesterday. It's like, first of all, before I got a card, I wiped it down with, you know, those.
Always.
Sanitizing wipes. Yep.
Yeah, sanitizer. I grabbed some, then I wiped it down. But anytime I saw somebody getting even remotely near me, I would like move as far away as I could from them. Not to say I'm not a friendly person, but obviously practicing social distancing.
Yes.
If I saw somebody coming my way, I would turn or something like that and make my way around, because you know, some aisles can be a little narrow and it kind of violates that 6-foot rule. So.
Yeah.
But I was doing that yesterday, and I saw a lot of people doing that as well yesterday. The lines to get in, you know, where you line up to check out, people were leaving like a cart or two distance between each other, which so it sounds like a lot of people are following that social distancing rule.
Yeah, they are. And then, like I said, the businesses are trying to be creative on how they deliver their services, and I'm going to talk about a couple of those in a minute too. Some other information though that I wanted to make sure everybody remembered or realized. I know this is not a fun one to talk about, but don't flush your wipes. All right, you know, we had a scare where there was no toilet paper there for a while,
right?
And so everybody was like, okay, well, I'm going to buy paper towels and baby wipes. We don't want to back up our sanitations and mess that up, and then we're going to be in a bigger problem because now we have health issues. So throw those in the trash. So that's just kind of a public service announcement they're trying to get out there. Also, be careful about scams that are going on. Unfortunately, we live in a world that there's always someone that's trying to take advantage of people. A lot of the scams haven't hit our area yet. Some of them have, but some of them are in the bigger cities, but they might hit here. But, you know, there's not going to be someone going door to door asking for information about the coronavirus or trying to get your blood sample or get your money or, you know, anything. There's not going to be someone calling, asking for your credit card, your social security number. So just when in doubt, if you get a call and you're not sure about it, just say, you know, I'm not going to give you that information. I'll check back with you. Then you call and you verify. Call the chamber and we'll say, oh, no, that's not true, or, you know, whatever. If it's your bank, you hang up, you call the bank directly, you know, those type of things. So
I've just gotten to the point where if I don't recognize or know the number, I will just let it go to my voicemail. Because usually if it's a scam like that, times than not, they're not going to leave you a voicemail.
No.
If it's somebody that... There are some... There's like those social security ones that will actually leave you a voicemail that, you know, your social security has been compromised, call back this number, which obviously you could spot that as being fairly fake. But, you know, generally, you get one of these calls, don't recognize the number, let it go to voicemail. If they don't leave you a voicemail, very well likely could be a scam. Also, you get a lot of those calls that might say 620 area code, but it won't even tell you that it's a local number. Or it'll say it's like an out-of-state number. So it's like, yeah, right away you can already tell that just looks a little bit fishy.
Right.
So there's all these little telltale signs. Uh-huh. So my advice to those, just don't answer your phone if you don't recognize the number. If it is someone that needs to get a hold of you and it's legit, they'll leave you a voicemail. Obviously, you can call them back. So that's a good way as well, because a lot of these scams, all you have to do is answer the phone, and then you can already be in a little bit of trouble. So just where I've gotten to. Just if I don't recognize the number, I will send it straight to the voicemail. If it is someone that's trying to get a hold of me, they'll leave me a voicemail. And then if it's real, call them back. So.
Exactly. Yep. That's always a good thing to do.
Yeah, that's what I've gotten to as well. It's like, I don't know that number, I'm not answering that. If they're real, they'll leave me a voicemail.
It'll say like 620, but it'll say like an Ohio city or something. I'm just like,
It's like, we know that's fake. So there was one time I got a 405 and it said Hawaii. I'm like, no, I don't think so. Because 405 is Oklahoma City. It's like, yeah, I know what. That's not Hawaii. Nope, sorry.
Yeah.
So you know that one's pretty fake. So, but there are some good news, though, that's going on around town and that you want to tell us about. And that sounds exciting because we always could use a lot of good news.
Yes, always good stuff. Well, I mentioned earlier some businesses that are being creative. So here's a couple of them that are, I think, are kind of neat. Kim Jones Photography is doing a front porch project. Basically, I'll come out to your front porch with a long distance camera, take some family photos. I think she's doing most of it free. Doing it kind of where they won't, she won't print them. She'll give it to you digitally. But just trying to get a way of bringing some happy moments, I guess, and some normalcy to our lives. But again, she'll coordinate it and just do it from the front porch and won't even have to worry about that 6-foot rule. Will definitely be in place on that one. Green Acres had a anonymous customer come in and buy a whole bunch of carnations and have them delivered to all the assisted living residents.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so little things like that that are fun where you're still supporting a local business, but you're helping the community as well. And so that was neat. Let's see, I saw one from Abandon Some Bling. She's doing this thing called Bandit's Bag, where basically you call up and say, here's the top three items I'd love to see in my bag. Everything from Scentsy candles to, you know, kids' clothing and whatever. She'll give you a list to pick from. And then you tell her your price range, $10, $20, $30, I think is what it is. She sends an invoice via Square. You pay it online, and then they'll deliver it. And it's a little gift bag that either A, it's for yourself. You're like, I just need something to make me happy for a moment.
Right.
You know, or it's them for somebody else, something just kind of cool. But then there's, you never went in, you never talked to somebody, touched anything, and you just had a little fun. And you're also supporting, again, a local business. Something I really want our community to understand and know that we have to do as much as we can to support our small businesses, because this isn't going to be done by next week. I mean, we don't know how long this is going to drag out, but it is going to impact our small businesses, and we want to make sure that we are helping them get through this tough time. So when we're out of this and we're back to yay, fun times, we didn't lose all our small businesses in town. So be creative, find ways to support them and shop. And I did have somebody yesterday go, well, I don't have money to do that right now. Well, I'm not forcing you to do it. It's okay. Don't go spending money you don't have. But if you do, you know, it A, helps bring, again, normalcy back to our lives, just something fun and exciting. And B, it just helps a small business keep them going a little bit longer. So that's kind of neat. Some other things cool going on. The ELC and the Community Elementary is doing a caravan on March 26th, which is tomorrow, at 11:30. And so everybody's kind of meet and then drive around town and wave. Especially they're going to go by the addresses of some of their students and stuff. But they're going to be driving all through town in a big caravan, and everybody's going to be honking and waving and keeping, you know, in your car so you're not touching anybody or anything, but just spreading the cheer and just getting out in your cars. So that's kind of fun. I know that the Coffeyville Reawakening is trying to work on a cruise night. So they're trying to see if they can get the city to get that approved. But that'll be basically the radio station turning it on some fun cruise tunes and everybody getting in the car and cruising a certain route around town and, you know, just getting out, but not getting out.
Right.
Right. That'd be a lot of fun. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Those are kind of some fun things that people are doing. I couldn't find it this morning. I didn't get a chance to get the exact details, but there's this social media thing called a bear hunt in a lot of towns. Have you heard about it?
I've heard of, like, snake hunts, but never bear hunts. Which yeah. you could never pay me enough to go on a snake hunt, but, you know,
no,
I've heard of those.
No, these are stuffed animal bears.
Oh, okay.
Ah, okay.
And they put the bear in the window, or it may be a picture of a bear, but you have to go through your town and spot all the bears with your kids. And so you're driving through, and certain places will post, hey, we're going to have one here, you know, and so you make sure you drive by and kind of a scavenger hunt, so to speak, but in your car. So I think Friday is the day that Coffeyville kind of has something going. I just didn't know how to get on the Facebook page. The one I found, it was like you had to join the group. So just kind of search for it on Facebook, Bear Hunt Coffeyville, and it should pop up. But that was just another fun little thing that people are doing just to get out and...
You get out, but you stay in your car, but at least you're still getting out. That's the good,
yes,
the good news.
Yes,
so.
Oh, and this is good news for me. Oh, my gosh. For those that have kids at home, bless your heart. I'm like dying right now because it's been raining and raining and raining. And when it's not raining, there's still puddles everywhere. So your little ones are stuck at home and they're going stir crazy.
Oh, believe me, I had my kids last week for spring break. Oh, my gosh. I mean, we made it through. We ended up watching a lot of movies, playing, you know. I played competitive against them on Mario Kart, and they beat me every time. Yeah. I've become the parent that can't beat their kids at video games now. So, because it was the same way, I'd beat my parents when we played video games. Now I'm getting beat. So,
yeah, you do it. Exactly. Well, hopefully today is one of those good, blessed days where they can get out, because they are encouraging you to get out. Social distancing doesn't mean you have to stay in your house. You can go on a bike ride. You can go walking. You know, there's lots of places for the kids to get out. So let them get out, kick a ball, whatever. You just can't go in groups, and you can't go on playgrounds, because that's kind of an area that has a lot of germs and stuff that we don't want. So, yeah, get those kids out. My little one, he needs out right now. So, and with parents at work, it's even harder. So we're trying to, like, okay, keep you busy doing something. Oh, wait, Mom's got to be on the computer for a couple hours.
Well, the next 2 days will be good. It's going to be 77 today and 84 tomorrow.
Yay.
So the next 2 days are going to be really, really good
to get outside.
So
make them run and run and run and run and run.
Until they're tired.
Yeah, exactly. Then they're going to be worn out and they can get back on that sleep schedule.
Because they're probably all over the place right now.
Yep. Something we posted the other day on our Facebook page is a community bingo. And so just jump on our Facebook and look at that. But it kind of gives you, it's kind of like a bingo card. And it's like, okay, what are some things you can do out in the community to either help somebody or just have some fun or whatever? But it has just all kinds of different ideas. And there's not necessarily a prize out there. It's your own little internal prize, I guess. But try to get as many of those things marked off. It's everything from go check on an elderly neighbor to post a Google or a Facebook five-star or, you know, review. You know, maybe you can't go shop at a business, but give them a good review and help that out. So it's kind of a fun little thing. So that was something that we were doing as well. So those were some of the good stories. Just a couple other things that I was thinking that would be good to let everybody know. One is senses.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to be really kind of hounding this to our community lately, but got so caught up with everything else we've had to do, it's kind of went off to the side. But we now more than ever are going to need that funding that comes from the census. You're like, what do you mean funding? Well, based on our population is how much we get for funding from the state. Everything from our highways to schools to public assistance. I mean, you name it, there's all kinds of funding that comes directly because of how much we have in our city and in our county. So you should have by now received your little form in the mail or a postcard with a reminder. Did have someone the other day say, I don't remember seeing anything. If you haven't received it, go online to census.gov. There's a number that you can call. And I even had someone that said they think that you can even just go online, even if you don't have the code or the form, and you can do it online without that, just by putting in your address and answering a few questions to verify that you're the right person. But if not, there's a phone number on there. I urge you, tell your friends, your neighbors, your Facebook friends, whatever. Everybody get out there and fill that out, because we want to get our population number as high as possible, again, to ensure that we've got funding. So you may not think right now that's important because we're working on survival mode with so many other things, but we got to think in the future too. So this is very important for us to do it. And again, call, and if you're not sure how to do it, give me a call at the chamber or somebody else. We can walk you through some of that process. So
Yeah, mine came in last week, so
okay,
I just haven't got a chance to work on it, but I plan to work on it sometime this
good.
Week, though. So it shouldn't take too long, I would hope not.
No,
so.
It's not. It's really not that complicated. And we do have some people ask, you know, do I have to answer all the questions or certain things that I don't feel comfortable sharing? There's certain questions that are a must. They want all that information because they use that for all kinds of different funding and stuff. But basically, we need to count who you are. That's all. That's the most important thing, to make sure you get filled out and get turned in. So
And the best part is that information cannot be shared with any other entity. It's only for the census, and that's it.
So. And they actually can be fined or jailed if they share that information. So it's very confidential. It's not even shared with other branches of the government.
Right. It's just the census. That's
yes,
it. So
that's it. So it's very confidential. Yes, 100%. Another question that I started getting recently was, are we going to be shut down? Are we going to be shelter in place? What is a shelter in place? Do I need to be prepared for that? You know, all those questions. So what I've been telling everybody is, first of all, once we know, it'll be out. Trust us. Again, it's kind of like that whole, when the case is out, we'll tell you. It's not going to be something that's quiet. City government, county government, and the state are all working on plans. So if this does need to go into effect here, it'll be smooth and it'll be very detailed.
Preparing for it before it even happens,
yes,
if it happens.
Exactly. So first of all, don't panic and don't be like, when is it going to happen and whatever. We'll let you know. If it does happen, this is the most important thing that I want to make sure to tell everybody. We will, along with several other entities, we'll be posting kind of like the do's and don'ts. But the most important one is to know that for the most part is it's just stay home. Don't go out unless you need to go for the essentials. All the essentials will be open, because that's in some cities, that's been the bad thing, is they put this, they call it shelter in place or stay at home mandate. They think, oh my God, we better get to the grocery store right now. And then everybody floods it, and it's
panic buy,
and it's all craziness. Okay, grocery stores are not closing down. The trucks will be coming every day with the shipment. I mean, there's no need to rush to the grocery store at all. The gas stations, the grocery stores, your doctor's offices, insurance, plumbers, even the what do you call it when you go get your homes, your goods? Oh my gosh, I just drew a blank.
No,
hardware store. Sorry.
Oh, there we go.
So you need to fix something on your house. Hardware store is going to be open.
Okay.
Anything that is to make sure that you, your family, and your home are safe and working efficiently is going to be open. So it's no need to panic of, oh my gosh, I'm stuck and we're frozen in this house. You can still get out. You can still go walk. Like I said, you can still do those outdoor things. They're just saying at that point, you don't need to be out unless it's something important and essential. Otherwise, you are to stay home to decrease that just chances of interaction. A lot of businesses will still be open. Chamber, we're still going to be working, some of it remotely, but they're still going to have a lot of places open. So there's no need to panic. It's just that for those, if your business is not essential, then you need to be staying home. So
right,
that's kind of in a nutshell. So I just want to emphasize that, because if that does happen in our town or our county, I don't want everybody just panicking and you know, it just turns into chaos. So there's no need for that.
You've seen those videos online where people are panicking like over toilet paper, and it's
yes,
just like, we don't need to do that. It's just the stores will remain open. You may need to get a couple of weeks supply just so to decrease having to go to the store as much, to decrease the amount of trips you made, but don't go panic buying.
No.
Just get what you need pretty much.
Right, exactly. Because you'll still be able to get out. I mean, like mm-hmm, I said, and you'll still be able to go get gas and just all kinds of different things. There'll be plenty of places open. It'll just be kind of encouraging to stay home. If you are in a business that is considered essential, where your business is open, like all the banks have to stay open, for example, you know, all those places. It's not also, my next question I always hear is, do I have to have papers? Are they going to pull me over and arrest me if I'm out? It's nothing like that. Now, some counties are more strict, some are less strict, you know, but they're not going to require you to have some official stamp document.
Yeah, it's not going to be papers, please. You know, it's not going to be that. So
yeah, they're going to take you. Hopefully, you're going to be a good person and you're going to use sound judgment and not be out and about unless you do have to go in for your business or whatever. So anyway, I do have a document that kind of gives some examples, some scenarios. So if somebody wants to see it or wants to ask questions about that, you know, let me know. But I don't have the exact details because it hasn't been mandated. The governor's working on some things, and if that happens, that's a big if, first of all, so everybody calm down. if it happens, it's not happening immediately. We'll know more in the next few days. So we are seeing an increase in chances in Kansas. So that was my other thing. I thought I had another announcement. Well, this is kind of more just for our business office, business audience. But so the chamber, we work really hard on just making sure that our business members are staying strong, supporting them in whatever they need. But during this time, we're also trying to help just even businesses that are not chamber members. We want our town to be strong. So we're trying to do as much as we can for everybody. If there's a business out there that has a question, needs information, wants just to bounce around some ideas, call me at the chamber. You know, I'm not going to be like, nope, you're not a member. Go away.
Right.
You know, we're here to help. I am sending out daily emails to our businesses, and so I can add them to the list if they want. That just has everything from mandates from the government, helpful tips on how to do Zoom and technology and things from home, resources on what's considered essential, and I mean, just a little bit of everything. I'm trying to do a little bit of everything in there for our businesses. Access to what are the loans that are out there, what are the grant programs out there for businesses that are being impacted. So I'm sharing that information, like I said, on a daily basis, and I'm happy to share that with any business in town. So if you're out there listening, chamber's open for you.
Just give Candy a call. She will hook you up.
I will. Yeah.
All right. So lots of great information out there. And if anybody does have any questions for you, like they want to call you or email you, how can they get a hold of you?
So a couple things. Our number is 251-2550. Definitely can call anytime. Of course, we have our Facebook. You can get on and do a message for us. You can email me. My email is cwestbrook@coffeyville.com. If at some point we do have to go to a shelter in place and it is harder for us to get to the office on a daily basis, all my stuff is at home. And so I can do everything virtual. So we will still be checking Facebook, still be checking email, and then we can call everybody directly. And at that point, I might even give out my cell phone just to our members or whatever. But we're here. We'll answer.
And as of right now, we are not in that phase yet.
Shelter in place or anything like that.
The series still just wants us to practice social distancing.
Yes.
And I think it seems like a lot of people have been doing that really, really well. Like I said, the story yesterday, a lot of people seem to be doing that really well.
But again, just to end on a good note, do that social distancing, but you can do it in a responsible way where you're still supporting your community, supporting your neighbors, helping out people. I've been trying to encourage everybody. So we survived the Dalton raid. We survived the flood. We have survived all kinds of things here in Coffeyville. We're going to survive this. We just need to be committed to each other, supporting our businesses, supporting our neighbors, and just coming together instead of being hoarders or panicking or fighting. You know, I know people get stuck inside and they get a little
stir crazy, basically.
Yeah, they
do. Or cabin fevers, so to speak.
Get irritable and it comes out in not so nice ways. So if you need an outlet, there's lots of ways to get out and be around other people, whether through technology or through the cars or whatever. We can do it. And so don't panic, everybody. Just practice social distancing.
Oh, there was a few times last week my kids were getting on my nerves. What I did, I just step outside on the porch. I would have like a bottle of water or something and just take 5 minutes away from them.
Yeah.
I come back in and I'm good to go.
Yeah.
So because they were bouncing off the walls because they were just, I mean, with it raining nearly every day, it was hard to get them out, you know.
Oh,
and then there were puddles all over the place. So, So all right. Well, Candy, lots of information there for us. We'll go ahead and post the interview up on our website here in a little bit. And we appreciate you coming in. And we will see you again next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. That's Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to start open line right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.